It is 6:32 and I call the meeting to order. And I'm going to ask everyone to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the
Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, liberty,
and justice for all.
Thank you. I'm going to call the roll. Now, Bob Lisy has an excused absence. Adam, you're here.
Present.
Monique?
Present.
Okay. I'm here. We have a quorum. We can move on. We're going to do approval of the minutes. We have two sets, August 5th and the special meeting, August 16th. Has everyone had a chance to look at those?
I'm sleeping.
Wow.
Okay. Everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes? Okay. So let me know if you need another minute, but at whatever time someone is ready, I'll take a motion to approve both.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had said yes. I had reviewed them, I'm sorry.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion? Thank you, Monique.
A second.
Okay.
I'll second. Are you hearing me, Linda?
I can now, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Okay. Additions, deletions, and corrections. Does anybody have any besides me? Because I have them. I always have them. All right. So under new business, I'm going to add under item B, discussion and action on extension for Ellen. That may require executive session. Under A, which is discussion and action on new hire to replace subsidized housing coordinator, that will probably need executive session as well. And C would be update on the fire today at CC Manor Unit 8. Can I have a motion to accept the agenda as amended?
Make a motion. The amended agenda as presented by Chairperson Fosco.
Thank you. Monique, is there a second?
Yep, I second.
All right. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Hearing none, motion carries. So we have an amended agenda. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Okay. So we'll move on to old business. And Ken, you're here. So we're going to start with you under monthly update from Ken Schultz, Imagineers.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. So I did send something out, and I'm just going to read off some of the notes and add a little bit to it. This should be pretty quick here. But we just wanted to make sure the board was aware of some of the things that are going on. We did do a mailing to all the Housing Choice Voucher families, participants on the program, to solicit interest in the FSS program, the Family Self-Sufficiency Program. There's 5 or 7 slots to fill. And, so we're just anxious to get folks that might be interested in doing that and doing outreach. And the reason they're open, the slots are open, is just it's a symptom of success. There's been a lot of graduates in the last year, and so we're working hard to kind of refill those positions. The second thing on bullet that I had there is I just wanted to make the board aware that the HUD Office of Inspector General sent a survey about the HUD CMAP, which is their way of doing performance evaluation of housing authorities. And normally when the Office of Inspector General sends you something, it is something to be concerned about, but this is a mass survey that they sent out to every housing authority. So I think they also investigate, HUD and how they're doing things. And I think they're just getting a survey on how the performance assessment process works. So we did respond, and that's behind us. The third bullet, we just wanted to share with Ellen that I guess there was two vacancies at Steiger Terrace, but at the time that we sent this, there was two potential residents that were being screened. So it should be back to full occupancy for the project-based voucher portion of Steiger Terrace. The fourth bullet, I just wanted to share kind of the ongoing, how we're using the funds that are available from HUD. This has historically been a sore spot, and we're happy to report it. It continues to track well. We're using all of the funds that were available for this year. We're tracking that we'll be using 100% of them, and actually digging a little bit into the program reserves, which had crept up over the last 4 or 5 years. So I think there was, it was worse, but in this year, we started the year with 520,000 in reserves. We think it's gonna be south of 300,000 when we're done. So we'll spend all of the money that's available and then start to get the reserves where it belongs. So it doesn't like the reserves to be too high, because then they'll start pulling it away and give it into other agencies. And so we're up to servicing 240 families now through the Derby Housing Authority Housing Choice Voucher Program. And we have additional ones that are out issued now. I think there's about a dozen families that have vouchers in their hands that are searching for units. So it's all good news on that front. I did want to report that we assisted Ellen and Linda on the FSS renewal grant application with some calculation that the vendor needed to be able to put the application in. So we were happy to participate in that. And then we just let people know that the board know that we keep reaching out to try to do more direct deposits where landlords are interested. As kind of a new feature, and it seems to be a positive. A lot of landlords like getting their money directly deposited into their accounts. And then I guess the last thing to report is today we got an email from Juan Bird at HUD, which is an inquiry on updating information about project-based voucher programs. And I've been working with Linda to kind of make sure that we provide the response that they basically any housing authority that owns units that does project-based vouchers in those units, the requirement from HUD's perspective is that you got to have an independent agency do the rent reasonable test to make sure, you know, that you're not skewing it in favor of some kind of conflict of interest for the housing authority. And the same thing with inspection. So we'll work through whatever needs to be done to make sure that's what HUD wants. I think we might be qualified as an independent agency, but even if not, we can figure that out. And the inspections are being done by the contractor that Derby hired that we are now paying to continue to do the housing quality standard inspection. So we'll get feedback from HUD and make sure that we respond appropriately, and I'll report to the chairperson how that works out. That the last thing that I didn't have on there is just that just HUD published their every year on an annual basis, they publish what they call the fair market rents for each area. And it's updated based on data that they collect. So right now they're proposed, but they're expected most of the time proposed fair market rents become the actual ones on October 1st. And what we experienced in Derby, it was on average about a 5% increase, which it makes sense to us. We've seen that it seems like the rental market with the pandemic and all the things that are going on, that the rents are climbing a little bit higher than average. And what HUD does is they have housing authorities have the discretion to set what they call payment standards, which factor into the calculation for each family against the fair market rents. And so we're getting ready to do that and put it out there. What our data has telling us in the analysis that we did is that, you know, based on the success rate, the rate at which families are able to find units and the rent burden that some of them are carrying, that we would be probably want to do a little bit higher than 100% on the payment standards. We're set at 100% right now. You can go up to 110%. And they, you know, the pros and cons is you're trying to reserve money to help more families, but at the same time, make sure the burden isn't too much on the families that are currently using the program. So we'll have more to report on that for next month. But you know, that just wanted to let you know that the FMRs are out, the fair market rents, and what they look like and how it fit into the payment standards for the calculation. So that's all I have, Chairperson.
That was a lot. Thank you so much. Again, always. Anybody have questions for Ken? All right. Ken, I don't hear anybody. But again, we appreciate all that you do for us. You do a wonderful job, and it's so helpful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Ellen.
Talk soon. All right. Is Joan here? No. Okay. So everyone's had a chance to look at Joan's report. I can, if you have questions, I can text her tomorrow or call her tomorrow and get answers for you, or I can have her call you directly if there's any questions. Are there any questions on Joan's report? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to update regarding new locks at Steiger. Ellen, why did we leave this in? Because I think the last thing that happened. Oh, hang on. I got a text from Joan. I am on but not admitted. Have questions. Okay. Is Mark around? Let me text him.
Hey, Linda, it's John Boyd as a resource in case we need later on, if you need me to join regular or executive.
Okay, very good. I appreciate you being here. Let me just text Mark. Mark, can you... All right, so hopefully he'll let her in soon. Well, you know, I'm gonna go and update the discussion on the locks, and we'll wait for Joan so that she can field questions or embellish a little bit on her report. So the last thing that happened was Joan and I went down to the Derby PD, and we told a young detective what was going on, and he told us there wasn't much he could do. That, you know, if nobody saw this person entering, and the only person who actually saw him use the device that we talked about at the last meeting was a gentleman who had approved him opening the door because he had locked himself out and he didn't want to pay. There wasn't much else that the police could do. And he suggested, like, the Ring cameras, the Wi-Fi doesn't work there. That's not going to work. It would be helpful to have Joan on because she could update, you know, the conversations. We actually did a letter, and the letter was sent out to is she on? We sent a letter out telling people that we were aware that this was going on, that we had heard that it was going on, that we had spoken to the police, that the police were aware, the police were going to come out, do some training, some safety training, that kind of thing. And if there continued to be complaints, then we would go back to the police. Ellen, do you know, has there been any more complaints since we issued the letter?
Not that I'm aware of.
Can you hear me?
Is that Joan?
There she is. Joan will know.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Joan, before we go back to your report, can I just ask you, after we sent the letter out telling the residents at Steiger that we went to the police and made the complaint and that the police were going to come out and talk to them, and basically said if there's another incident, we're going back to the police, have there been any more complaints about people entering apartments?
No, not that I'm aware of. I know, not that I'm aware of. Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is good.
And it saves us about $3,900.
Yeah, let's take the win.
Yeah. Yeah,
it did. So, all right. Did the officer, I know you reached out to him. I saw your email. Has he gotten back to you with the date to come out and speak to people?
No, he has not. Very hard to get any communications going. I will try again tomorrow. Maybe I'll call and leave a message. Maybe he doesn't pick up his email. But he did say to email me when we were with him one day.
He did.
Right?
He did, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we can ask to have another officer appointed to us, because we had one at one time, maybe a year and a half ago. And when we asked about him, they told us he wasn't working for a shift anymore.
Right.
So
yes.
Maybe we need to get somebody else reappointed so that we could have
yes.
Someone who has a more visible presence. I know when the mayor was coming down pre-COVID, I would sit in his quarterly meetings, and he always brought a police officer with him, which people, they liked, because they could ask whatever questions they had, whatever was
yes,
in their mind
sure.
that was police related. It was really a good thing. So we'll see if we can work on that.
The 2 years I've been there, Frank has only, Cisco, Officer Cisco has only
right.
been there once. And when I emailed him maybe a year ago, he said he really wasn't attached to that anymore.
Right. And then when you put him on second shift, then he's really not attached.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is there any discussion, any questions on the update on the lock? Okay. So then I'm going to go back to Joan's monthly report. Joan, were there things that you wanted to add?
Yes. I'm sorry, Ken is gone. I wanted to get some information about him, what is being done with the hoarders at 4 and 26. I don't know whether they're pursuing it or they're expecting me to, but I've had no direction. And,
well, have you talked to them? Have you called Ken and discussed it? Because this is the first I'm hearing
maybe,
about it.
Oh, it went through the review, and I emailed several times after. I haven't done it in the last month, no. But I'm not as concerned about 26 as I am about 4. And
both,
I know.
Both
I'm sorry.
Is the issue hoarding for both of them?
I was told that when they did the inspections prior to going on to the HUD, that just these were issues that were being addressed. But I haven't had any feedback, and I know for number 4, I know they took everything out before the inspection, and I think everything moved back in, because I've been
probably
at the apartment several times for, minor things, and they opened the door about 2 inches, so, I can't see in, but the little I do see, the stuff is stacked to the ceiling.
All right. Why don't you send me an email tomorrow, and I'll forward it on to Ken and ask him to
great.
How they're planning to address it.
Okay. Because I don't mind, I've done a lot of hoarding issues. But we need to have a plan and go in periodically, not let it build up again. It has to be pretty consistent. So,
sure.
Okay, that'd be good, Lynn. I will send you something. The other concern I had today, as I think you all know, doing a full-time job in 18 hours is almost always impossible. The last few weeks have been extremely difficult. But today, we had two residents taken out by ambulance. And the really serious concern I have is, we were having a blood pressure clinic, and one of the residents, I always call to remind her because she's a little forgetful. But when I called her, she was crying and she was in extreme pain. So I asked the nurse when she finished with the, residents that were there to come and visit, and she was willing to do that. And thank God the door was open because, again, I still don't have a master key. I don't know why, but I don't. Thank God her door was unlocked because the ambulance was going to break it down. But she was in extreme pain, and we thought she was having a heart attack. I was on 911, and I got disconnected 5 times with 911. So I don't know if any of you guys know anything that we can do to get better cell phone service to the residents. It is horrific at Guardiano and at Steiger Terrace. CCMANA doesn't seem to be as bad, but the other two are awful.
Anybody know anything about cell phone service? I've been told
it's never had it.
No, the connection down here is horrible. I live right next door to Steiger, and I have to use Wi-Fi calling. You can't ever get a connection in this area.
It's always been like that.
It's gotten worse, and I think part of it, and I may be wrong because I'm not a technology person, but since, you know, people are working at home and the kids are using technology, the last year has just been horrific. And most of the residents have had to go back to buying a landline and paying for it because the pre-cell phones, I get them, don't work. You go out of the apartment, you try to get it. And Linda, you and I have conversed, and Ellen, you and I, and you know, you think you have a connection, you get a tiny little bar, and then boom, it's gone.
It's gone. So, yeah, I know.
It's serious for these folks. You know, and the third time I called 911 back, the man said, why don't you go call from a cell phone? And I said, he said, call from a landline. Well, that would have meant I had to run back to my office, and I didn't want to leave the residence. You know, it's a little bit, I don't know what can be done, but I know these towers go up and the suppliers get money, you know, from it. So I don't know why we don't have better cell phone service. I've talked to the mayor and he says, oh, okay, I'll look into it. But I don't know. It's serious for the elders. So,
all right, I'll text the mayor after the meeting and ask him, you know, what he suggests, because I don't know how to remedy this. If it's a systemic problem, and, you know, Monique, who lives in the area, saying that she can't get it either, and she works from home. I don't know how to do it, but we'll see if the mayor has ideas.
Well, I've asked him multiple times and I've just gotten nowhere. So maybe one of you guys could, because it's really a serious issue for the seniors, you know.
Did she not have is she one that didn't have a landline?
She did, but it was off, so it hadn't been charged. And I didn't want to go in and upset her because she was upset enough. So I was trying to talk outside her apartment to the, you know, the 911 while the nurse was in with her. And, you know, it just brought to light again, you know, how mostly it's annoying, but this is more than annoying. This is serious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
give it a try. I don't know that there's really anything that we can do, but we can at least have the conversation and let the mayor know. He's very receptive to seniors. Pre-COVID, he spent a good amount of time, and he has just resumed his quarterly visits. So I'm sure he hears it.
Yes, he's heard it from me multiple times, but I'm not sure where it's going. He did say a few weeks ago he was going to touch base with T-Mobile. So, maybe you guys would have a little more influence with him to, you know, see. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, John, you're on. Is there any discussion at City Hall about any of this?
Hey, Linda, great to see you. Great to hear you. Hey, Joan, great to hear you as well. I'll bring this up to the attention of the mayor tomorrow, and make sure that we loop around to get you guys an answer in terms of an action plan.
John, have you met Joan?
We've met each other via email, but nothing formal.
Okay. She's a resident service coordinator.
I'll be in City Hall tomorrow with rental rebates. If you're there, John, I'll come up and meet you.
Absolutely. We can sit down and have a nice chat.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else, John?
No, thank you. I'm just concerned about that for the residents, because a lot of them honestly can't afford the landline.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm having someone from Griffin Hospital Lifeline come in next month with the blood pressure clinic, and you need to have reception for that to work.
You do. You do. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. I'll let you
You're go. Welcome, Joan. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to move into new business. And or did anybody have any questions? We're done with the lock. Are we done with the lock issue?
I believe we're done with it.
Okay. Under new business, discussion and action on new hire to replace subsidized housing coordinator. And I think probably at some point we'll want to go into executive session. But I did email. I think John sent you her resume. I had Ellen resend it to you. This Shayna Brown is the woman that we was our first choice. And we made an offer to, she was amazing. A lot of experience, 8 years of experience in New York. She's managed and worked on over 600 apartments. And when we told her we had 109 and 30 of them were project-based, it looked like easy peasy, I'm sure. Ellen and John, you sat on the board. Do you want to on the panel, do you want to give, because Bob did too, but Bob's not here. The two of you who are here, do you want to give any feedback about her and her and our choice?
I'll defer to you, Ellen, first.
Are you going into executive session?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm between two meetings, so I just want to make sure.
All right. I'll text you.
Out of all the candidates, she has stood out as number one since day one. She has background in a lot of the stuff that we need. I think she would be great. I would hope that she would turn the housing authority right around.
John?
I concur with Ellen. She ranked number one in both rounds of interviews. And I think she would be the right candidate for this housing authority.
She certainly has a lot of energy, and I think she'll bring a breath of fresh air to the housing authority, and she'll have lots of new and fresh ideas. We did get a letter today from her. She had some questions, and I think maybe this is where we need to go into executive session. I sent you all copies of her letters and her concerns. And I need to be able to address them. And I would like to do that as soon as possible. We hope her starting date might be October 4th. So if I can have a...
I'll make a motion to move into an executive session.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Monique, thank you. All right, I'm going to...
Ellen? Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Linda?
Yes.
If you want me to be in executive session, you'll have to just make amend that motion to invite me into executive session if you need me or want me.
Okay. I think at the moment we might be good. I'll amend the motion, go into executive session, and we'll invite Ellen and John Board from the mayor's office. The mayor did sit in yesterday as well as John, which was very nice to see. Do I have a second to my amended motion?
A second, yeah.
All right, thank you, Monique. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing now, we'll be in executive session as soon as I text Mark.
You're going to executive session now?
Yes. 7:03.
Okay. Yep. All right. So I'm going to pause the.
Okay.
Go ahead.
7:26, and we're leaving executive session. Can I have a motion to extend? Well, I can make it. I make a motion to extend Ellen's retirement employment through December 31st with payment for 14 hours a week, salary, and insurance.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. So now we'll go on to the last item of new business. Ellen will talk to you. She called me this evening. There was a fire today at Pussy Manor number 8. The fire department was out there. Ellen?
Yep. Maintenance called me. He said he was there. The fire department showed up. I guess what happened was supposedly the tenant's daughter was there to help her, and she left the oven mitt in the oven, and the tenant turned on her oven to preheat it, and the oven mitt caught on fire and burnt the stove, and of course the fire department came out, and I talked to maintenance, and he said he cleaned all the inside of the oven and they unplugged it and all of that. So it was under control at that point.
Okay. Was there any smoke standing or damage to the unit?
No. He did not say that. No. Yeah.
Just wanted to make you aware. It's always scary. It's the second time since I've been on the board that it's happened, and it's always a scary thing for me. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll move on to subsidized housing coordinator report. Ellen, take it away. It's your last one.
Okay, Steiger Terrace, I have 2 apartments vacant there. I am working with Imagineers on getting these 2 people leased up. One owes money to another housing authority, which means she cannot come into our housing authority until she pays it off. So we're working with her. I'm working with Imagineers, so hopefully that will all get resolved and those 2 will be rented. I have 2 vacant at CC Manor. I've been sending out letters. I had people look at them. We're working on getting them leased up. 15 was vacant, but we had a transfer from 11 Guardiano to 15. So now we have 11 empty at Guardiano. So we're going to work on that.
Okay.
And all financials, paid vouchers, and all that are up for review. They're all up there at the office.
Any questions for Ellen?
Nope, just a comment. I want to say thank you for the many years of service and for sticking with us through some dark days.
Oh, you're welcome.
Speech, Ellen, do you want to make a speech? You know that I feel the same. All right. If you have no comments, Ellen, then we'll call it a night.
All right. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second. 7:30. We're out. All right.
Okay. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. You too. I'll let you know what Janet says.
Thank you.
And thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.